For our scripture lesson this morning, I would invite your attention to 1 Peter. That's 1 Peter, the second chapter. And I want to read verses 4 through 10. 1 Peter 2, verses 4 through 10. Will you hear these words? Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, see, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, and they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Who are you? Who are you? Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I believe some of the most interesting pieces of art are those in which many people can look and find something different. This example has also been used to describe the difference between Christians and non-Christians. It is not that we see things differently, but that we see the same things different. Now, one can spend time in this discussion, or we can go on one step further, and that is to begin to take a look within ourselves and ask who I am. The early faith community struggled with this question, and we struggle today, especially with so much happening around us. It is a constant struggle not to be impacted within. Paul said, the good I would do, I do not. And the very thing that I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. Christ said, yes, that we are to love our neighbor. But we are to love our neighbor as we love oneself. We have to be careful that the influence of others does not have a great impact upon our life. It was Eric Hoffer who wrote, however much we guard against it, we tend to shape ourselves in the image that others have of us. It is not so much the example of theirs we imitate, as the reflection of ourselves in their eyes, and the echo of ourselves in their words. Augustine spoke of self-deception. He said, before God can deliver us from ourselves, we must undeceive ourselves. It is a fair question to ask, who am I? And the Word of God comes to help us understand, to understand our relationship with God. It comes to help us with this question. Who are we? Let me share 4 points, beginning with, you can't keep it a secret. We did have the election of the new Pope this week, Pope Benedict. And one thing I noticed about him was that everyone had an opinion. Some people agreed and were excited. Some thought it was not a very good choice. Some people were arguing, you know, we can't prejudge him. And others said, we just really need to give it a chance. But one thing about him, no one seemed to be neutral. He has said and done enough that people have an opinion. But you know, our faith should not be something that someone meets us and they say, I'm surprised that you're a Christian. And our church should never be a place where it seems like you need a password to enter. The invitation is extended to everyone. We are somebody, and it should not be a secret. Who are we? Secondly, we are living stones. Sometimes we don't focus enough on what it is, our spiritual house. The best definition is that we can build our very life on Christ Jesus. It is a step beyond addiction. And I'm not talking about here just alcohol or drugs, but I'm thinking about what it means to live in this consumer climate. We can be known for more of what we have than who we are. And I'm not talking about a kind of codependency that says, I go to church. But as soon as something happens, we become dependent on ourselves to work everything out. Our lives are built on Christ. Our lives are built on the rock of Jesus Christ. Yes, the scripture declared that the very stone that the builders rejected, it has become the head. It has become the chief cornerstone. I grew up with the old saints of the church singing, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Who are we? Our life is built on a rock. Thirdly, we are a royal priesthood. To be a part of this royal priesthood, or the definition of priesthood, means a bridge builder. This past week, I did have the opportunity to go to Kearney, Nebraska. And it was right at the Nebraska and Colorado line, you might remember, I believe it was at the first of the year, that a bridge collapsed. They were still busy picking up the pieces, the huge pieces of that bridge. They had gotten most of it off the road, but one thing I noticed, everything around where that bridge had fallen, everything around it had stopped. To be a part of a royal priesthood is to be a bridge builder. And how many lives do we know, around us that have just stopped? To be this priest, to be this bridge builder, is to offer the very sacrifice of our life. It was Romans 12:1 that said, I appeal to you therefore, brothers and sisters, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. We might say to ourselves, my life isn't much. But I came across this quote. A small diamond is still a diamond, no less than a large one. A drop of rain is still water, no less than a great sea. So we may say that our faith is a weak faith. But our faith still has power to save a sinner. Our baptism sets us apart, but never apart for judgment. Somehow, we are called out of this climate and culture to be sent back in and to model what is change and transformation. This becomes our very life. Let me share those closing words of Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. It is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Who are we? Well, fourthly, we are a chosen people. Some of you know my great love for singing. And one of these days I'm going to learn how. But you know my great love for singing. And one of the things that always fascinates me when you have a great choir like our choir is how every voice can be just a little bit different. But in that diversity is great music. Not only do I like singing, but I love to think about diversity. And each of us, if we went around the sanctuary this morning, each of us have come from many places. We all represent a different culture and a different background. We are unique and have so much to learn from each other. We do not have to forfeit that because we are unique. We are all God's children. And the way we describe this uniqueness is we can celebrate what it is to be unique. And we can celebrate what it means to be one person, one people. I came to this illustration that really spoke to me. It was an old English town, and they had worship every Sunday evening. And what signal that it was time for worship is that one of the old deacons of the church would light a candle, and he would walk into the sanctuary with the candle. as people were coming in to worship, they all had small candles. And the more candles that were lit, the more light there was in the church. I can't help but feel that this is the way the gospel, this is the way the good news of the gospel should be. You light your candle, and I'll light my candle, and we'll put all the lights together, and suddenly the sanctuary is lit up. But not only the sanctuary, this very world that we live in, it is lit up. Lit up with the good news of the gospel. We are a chosen people. And this field all around us, if we will just plant some seeds, a great harvest will come. And so we are somebody. The church in Peter's time struggled with this. And we can struggle as Burns United Methodist Church today. Obstacles seem to be always in the way. But don't let it take away from the reality that we are somebody. Can't keep it a secret now. We are living stones. We are a royal priesthood. We are God's chosen people. We are somebody. You know, it feels good to be somebody, doesn't it? I'm about to sing, so doesn't it feel good to be somebody? Amen. I won't sing now, but it feels good. It just feels good to be somebody. Don't let anyone take it away from you. And we won't let anyone take it away, because it will only be the devil. We won't let anything take it away from our church community. We are somebody. Amen.